one of the lines in there, in the lame, vain, arrogant, mistaken belief that there is a heaven, that there's a hell beyond the here and now. So I got to that place where I saw things differently than what I'd been raised with. I was raised Catholic. Between 15 and 17, I was real clear that, no, that theology is just wrong, right? So it's something that then led me to explore the world more and land in Africa, etc. What were you raised, and when did you realize that the heaven and hell image that you grew up with didn't fit?
Yeah, it was all Catholic for me. So that sort of brimstone, you know, that kind of, there's a punishment, ooh, if you're bad, it is really bad. You know, I just felt a whole lot of a little exaggerated, you know, what is this thing about human beings and bad? We look pretty good to me. I like most of the adults I see, they're friendly. The people I see, we're good. We got a little push and shove, but I don't see bad like, you know, you're going to burn in hell bad. I'm sure it's out there, but yeah, it just wasn't working for me. I mean, it's working early on because it's a story and it's real until it's not real, but it just kind of unraveled as I saw the world the way I saw it. And I just felt it was usurious. It was malicious in its intent. We want you to understand you're bad so that we become the dictator of your salvation. Here's how it's going to be. And I just felt like it was human beings using religion to get whatever they weren't saying they just wanted. From Bob Dylan and God's on Our Side, in spite of the fact that we kill people, we just say God's on our side. Once you start going down that path, and boy, has that path been worn thin. You know, we're going to war with, and God's right with us, you know. It's like, okay, look, I'm listening, but when you go down that path, you lost me, pal. That's not, I don't see God going, yeah, man, kick his ass. I don't see that. But I remember I saw a film a while back, and it was about Joan of Arc, and she winds up in the tower, soon to be beheaded. And she's trying to explain, she's saying, you know, God, why have you forsaken me? I listened to what you told me to do. And suddenly, in the personage of Dustin Hoffman, you know, God appears in this veil, and he says, you're trying to tell me that I told you to kill my beautiful creatures? You're blaming me for that choice that you made? And there it is. There it is. You know, if you're going to tell me that you revere God and you want an anthropomorphic God, okay. I mean, it's not my style, but okay. Then let's follow that through. So God made the world, and he so loved human beings that he gave them a soul. Good. And you want to go to war, and you want to take that God with you to kill those guys because they're bad? No. You want to kill them because they got something you want. So just stop with the you're good and they're bad and get on with I want that land because they got stuff on it. And take your judgment from that God if that's how you want to roll. But that's me.
Well, and it's the same page where I'm sitting, so.
I bet. You know, come on, man. I mean, if you want to be good, you can easily tell. You don't need a book about good, but you can write one, and that could be interesting. But really, you can tell right away. I mean, I've had the privilege and pleasure to work with Abiodun Oyewole of The Last Poets. In their heyday, you know, they were angry young men talking about the injustices in the world, and especially what came at them as black men in America in the 60s. But Abiodun said it so well. He said, you know, a lot of people thought what we were doing was hating on white people. I said, no. What we thought we were doing, I'll tell you. We were protecting our humanity. We were just saying it's always about our humanity. And if you're down for our incredible humanity, you can be my brother and you can be my sister. I don't have to worry about what color you are. And there it is. It's like, go for our humanity. Live it out. Bring out the humanity in us all. And if you mess with that, you're going down the wrong path. You've got to know that. And I think for me, that's what it's about. And I like the idea that we want to speak of the giant life force, and if you want to use God as shorthand, I can go with the word, but be real careful because it quickly goes into God said. Mm. And I'm like, come on now. I think it was Joseph Campbell, the master of our myths. He liked to talk about human myth, mythology, and our ideas of creation, and he said, all the stories we tell in the name of religion or God, it's fine, they're supposed to be guidelines. But if you start believing that that is the word of God, you're going to wind up in arguments with others who have their word of God. And if you believe those were the words and your job is to destroy any who go against those words, you will be fighting wars and killing each other over the words of your God who said, don't kill each other. You can't go down that road. And he said it so well. It's like we kill each other fighting over the words that we think we're supposed to be literal. That ain't right. So I'm there.